Yeah, that's why I've said, awesome. Blew Harry's mind one time when I told him he was responsible for his dreams. He was never the same.
Never forgot. I remember it in my dreams.
No. Well, you better not dream that you're responsible for
You understand that we must be transformed and transfigured by the renewing of our minds?
This is your great unbiased.
So it would probably mean a lot if I could remember my dreams. But to me, I don't dream. What I do remember is just...
How many times has the personal pronoun, the first person pronoun been used in your just that conversation? How many times would it mean a lot to me if I could remember my dreams?
I said it would mean a lot.
To me.
Yeah.
Did I say to
you? Mm-hmm. If I remembered my dreams. Oh. You understand? The secret of life is to not see you at all. The secret of life is that we see Jesus as all and in all.
Yeah. Okay, so.
We see everything we see is only a further revelation of Him. Life is a parable. Don't literalize it. Now, so we got all this junk in our brains, right? You understand? It'd be very rare if any of you ever had an original thought. I mean, you...
Let's try this one.
No, for you to have had a thought that you didn't hear from somewhere else is almost impossible. What man calls genius is not having original thoughts, but it's original combinations of thoughts.
Yeah. Well,
you understand?
Yeah.
What about people that invent something?
It's all they've done is they've heard the same things that other people have said, and they recombine it in a different way.
That's what I like to do at work.
Yeah, so that's exactly what you do.
Well, that's even the definition, the higher thinking skills.
Now, what we must see as believers is that we must see, first of all, that no one in the world is worthy to be on that keyboard programming us. No man, no thing that we can perceive with our senses. No systems of values, no political system, no parental system, no mummies, no daddies, no siblings. No one is capable of, no rabbi, no one is capable of giving anything right or putting any good program in your computer. You understand that? Can you believe that?
Then what is it that you do?
I destroy your old programs. That's my only job.
It gives you a disk crash.
I destroy your old programs. Your old programs are called idols.
Yeah.
Yeah, my role is to be a magnet.
A degausser.
A degausser. Now, that's why it says we must cast down imaginations in every high place that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bring into obedience every thought to the obedience of Christ. Now, that doesn't mean that we're going to think Jesus' thoughts at every point, but it means that we're going to see everything that we look at as a parable of Him.
Wow.
That we never look and don't see Jesus.
Isn't that kind of mystical?
That's a good word. It's very mystical. A mystic, by definition, is someone who lives or experiences what he believes. That's all a mystic is.
So in everything, it's through Christ.
Amen.
And for a reason.
Amen. And for the reason of revealing Him only. There's no other purpose. There's no other plan.
Not for you, it's not for me.
Yeah, it's to reveal Him.
It's not for me to figure out.
That's right. It's not for you to try to apprehend it. When you relax, it will apprehend you. I've never learned anything in my life. Do you understand that? About this mystery, about these scriptures? I've never learned anything. I only test what I've already seen. I can't teach you anything you don't already know. Now, you understand that this programming that you've got controls the beliefs that you have, your beliefs about life. The beliefs control your attitudes. Your attitudes control your feelings. Your feelings control your behavior. And your behavior is what defines you. It's not your words that define you, it's your behavior that define you to God and others.
That's right.
Yeah. So, again, programming controls beliefs. Beliefs control attitudes. Attitudes control feelings. Feelings control behavior. And behavior defines you. Now, remember, we've seen this a million times. You can think everything wrong in your life. Tyra's seen it more times than anybody else, I swear. Everything's wrong. Everything's a disaster. Nothing is good. Everything is, and I'm going to eat worms. And one thing happens. She sees one thing, normally because I yell at her. And she sees that one thing, and all of a sudden, everything's at perfect peace, and she's in joy. But every one of you have experienced that. It's never, ever, ever the circumstances of life that get you in trouble. It's the judgments that you make about those circumstances. And those judgments come from this process, from the programming that you've gotten. We must throw out that programming. None of it has ever worked. Now, the reason it's all wrong is because it's always had limited parameters. You understand that?
Absolutely.
Yeah, no problem. That's very easy to get.
What?
Thinking parameters in computer.
Yeah. We must, instead of having these parameters that define ourselves, we must abandon ourselves. Deny yourself. Abandon yourself. Turn the programming over to God and Him only. And that's what it says. Jesus is the perfect program.
And what will your brain do?
It'll explode.
I know, I'll just come back.
Yeah, because just like that.
Yeah, perfect. Too bad this isn't on video.
Oh, really?
What your brain does is it says, I don't trust myself anymore, therefore I abandon myself to you, Father. The only difference between me and most of you is that the time that it takes for me to say, I don't screw this, I don't want part of this anymore, is you know, quick, because I've been at it longer. That's the only thing. I'm just as evil as I ever was. I'm just as weird as I ever was. I have the same propensities I ever did.
Really?
The only thing that happens is I have the time it takes to say, Father, forgive me, I give myself back to you, is shorter. Except when it comes to time. She drives me up a tree. But again, that's the type of the test.
You know, I was lying in bed, and it always goes through my mind sometimes, is, oh, what is God? Where is God? All this stuff about God, but then I'll go, in the same breath I can say, give it up,
Amen.
Let it go. And Amen. It does go.
But every single time you have the capacity to turn from it.
Yeah.
And see, all your life you've been taught that sincerity is really a value. Sincerity is righteous. Harry especially. Harry's been taught. He's been taught all his life that if he can ask the right kind of question, he'll get righteousness out of it because it'll make him seem intelligent. When he really knows he isn't.
It reminds me of when you pray and you say, oh, I didn't mean to pray. I didn't mean to ask for that.
Yeah.
That sounds too, no, I didn't mean that.
Yeah.
I was doing that today.
White out. Prayer white out. If you can invent prayer white out, you really make the fortune.
Start getting religious when you pray. Well, and you think God must be throwing up.
His angels?
Okay, so again, the perfect program, that's why it says Jesus is the way. He is the truth, He is the life. He never said He would show you the way, did He? Nowhere. He never said that He would give you life. And He never said He'd reveal truth to you. He said He is the way, He is the truth, He is the life, He is the program. You got it? And that program is only revealed in your abandonment of self. And you can only abandon yourself when you know that you have never existed. That what you thought you have been all these years has been Satan masquerading as you. Now, take that to the cross. If you don't know that, you'll never pick up the cross. You will have residues of righteousness. For me to live as Christ, to die is gain. I am crucified with Christ. No programming is of value. Not Americanity, not Christianity, not Baptists, not Trinity Foundation, not us. No program is of value except Jesus Christ. He is the way, the truth, and life, and that way is only revealed in your total abandonment of self. You understand? For a minute.
Yeah. It makes me think of when you have to skip a different program and try to call up the file that's been put under a different program. It's like total garbage. You can't. There's no way you can read what it says. So it's like.
See, what happens is, that's a good example. In your program, you believe, okay, now I'm going to write a better program. Mm-hmm. Right? So you believe in positive thinking. We're going to try positive thinking. Every day and every way I'm becoming a better person.
More.
I'm not going to do this anymore.
Never.
Ever again.
I'm healed. I'm
going to
get in
trouble for that shit.
I'm not going to, Oh, he's not going to get me in that son of a bitch.
Now I know what it is.
Now, I want you to imagine, again, the Bible declares that you are the temple of the living God, right? Now, in that temple, it's a house full of furniture. Problem is, the furniture is kind of old and used, and it's hand-me-downs. There isn't any new furniture in the damn place. It's all ugly furniture that you've tried to cover up and put slip covers on. You've tried to repair the springs. Everything is as a vain attempt to make the furniture look good in your house. You got little plastic flowers everywhere. You got little plastic seat covers everywhere. You got little paint everywhere. But the problem is that every time you do something right, there's the hairy angle. The infamous hairy angle.
Can I tell you that? Today this guy comes, he's the futon guy, he owns the futon, he builds it all. He's like a new age kind of health, back to earth kind of guy who went to seminary and all this stuff. And he's just, for some reason or other, he's just stroking the hell out of me about how beautiful this place is, and boy, what a genius I must be, and all this stuff. And I am just eating it up. I mean, I'm preening. I'm just loving it. And we're standing out in front of the house, and he goes, "Is that wall leaning now?"
Which
Oh, yeah, the whole front of the house leans. The whole house is crooked.
No.
Which
Yeah. That's why bug him. He everything he does, he fucks up.
The ceiling back here, it goes like
yeah,
this.
Yeah, he's got. He's always messing up. He tries so hard, and then he cuts off. He tries so hard so he can preen. When people say stuff like that, he loves to preen.
And then the guy says, "Is that?"
I mean, if you look under preening, there's a picture of Harry. But you just have to bust it. You have to just slap him upside the face every once in a while.
We do.
Okay, but what you think, say, okay, what you're going to do, every night you come to Bible study, you say, in spirit, you say, okay, I'm going to get rid of all this ugly furniture.
Oh,
so what you do, you take all the furniture and you put it out in the garage.
Gee. Oh, God. An hour and 30 minutes.
Then you look around and say, man, there's not... I don't have any place to sit down. So you go back in the garage and get a chair.
It's not that bad.
Meanwhile, was in the garage.
It's not that bad.
The dog sat on it, and now it's got duck hair all over it. But
no, it's got dog poop all over it.
Yeah.
Or exploding
poop.
The cats
sprayed inside of it.
Now.
Now you get thirsty.
Yeah, now you go, I got to go get a glass. I didn't have a glass here. So pretty soon, before you can blink an eye, and it depends on some of you how fast you get the furniture. And that's what the Sabbath day's journey is. The Sabbath day's journey is how quick it takes you to get all the furniture back in the house.
Oh.
You understand?
Yeah. 50 feet.
That's why you can't, you yeah. shouldn't live more than the Sabbath day's journey from the brethren.
And that it varies a great deal from person
to person. Oh, yeah. Lee, I used to think Lee's was across the street. Lee's is not even across the room. She has the shortest. She has the shortest Sabbath day's journey of anyone in the history of the universe.
Hers is the Lee's center table.
Lee's moving company. Faster, better, instant.
You understand? You guys got a feel for now. What's happened now? You heard the stuff. Everything is right. Everything is wonderful. God praise you. Hallelujah. And you got all this ugly furniture back in the house.
Need this chair. All I need is this chair.
This
lamp.
This
lamp. So,
chair and this lamp.
What you do then? No. The next step you do is you then say, well, screw this. I'm going to get rid of this old furniture and I'm going to go get me some new furniture.
I'm going to get out of this place.
So now you got, there's a furniture van outside, and for some of you, that furniture van is called Oli.
Oh, God, yeah. A new cliche.
It is. And in that furniture van, you try to get Ole's furniture and put it in your house. And that's all your little, the ideas and the cliches that you've borrowed from me. It's Ole speak.
Ole.
And it's sickening. It's sickening, more sickening to me than it is to anyone else. Because I don't want you fucking with my furniture.
What did you tell me?
Rent to own.
Tylene's going out for javelin catcher.
Hello?
So it's not only his, you have usury on top of it.
What we've got to do is the only thing that we can do is burn all the furniture. Mm-hmm. You can't have any furniture in there called Billy Graham furniture. There's no Pope furniture. There's no movie star furniture. There's no furniture.
Just the art.
What?
Just the art.
The only thing that's allowable is the Holy Spirit of God. And how that Holy Spirit furnishes the room is his business. You understand? A little bit?
One thing I thought about that seemed really neat as far as meeting each other was the idea that there are some things that you find so ugly that are hidden away in a closet so deeply that I know I don't, you don't think, they never come to your mind. And even when you think that you're trying to, you know, be honest and open in here, and they don't until somebody else in the room says something.
Amen.
That makes you remember her.
Amen.
It's like, I mean, it's painful, but at least, I mean, it can come out. And it's like,
amen.
It's just so buried. But that's a neat thing.
Yeah, it's a great unifier.
Now, there are several, well, the worst programs there are. Let me give you some examples of the worst programs. All of them are bad, but these are the ones that are bad both for the world and for, they make you good for nothing. But the worst programs are, I cannot remember names.
Well, I can't.
I cannot do math.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing ever goes right for me. You understand? These are programs that are as real as the program that keeps your heart running.
God hates me.
Yeah.
It's just no use. That won't work. I can never afford that. Well, these are all the worst kind of programmings there are. Doesn't matter. And you can put Jesus' name in all these programs, right? Jesus doesn't give a shit about your programs. He doesn't care if you put Bruce's name on them. He doesn't want any programs. When will I ever be able to?
Man. Ouch.
If only I had enough money. If only I could have done a better job in my education. If only I had been better looking. If only I had been intelligent. I mean, do you understand that if onlys could go on forever? They're the worst kind of programmings that are. Simple ones. I just hate paperwork. I mean, do you see the stupidity of it? I cannot do my insurance forms.
I just love paperwork.
When I was trying to get information on some of Tyler's insurance stuff, the guy was kind of questioning me, and I was trying to explain my relationship with Tyler, and he said, well, he said, is she disabled? And I said, yeah. Well, actually, yes. The insurance stuff. And I said, you know what I mean? And he started laughing. So then he gave me all the information I wanted.
This just isn't my day. I can never make enough money. I never win. You're just like your father. You're just like your mother. I mean, can you remember? All these are programs. Yeah. They're sick. Now, there's these different kinds of self-talk. The worst kind is negative acceptance. I can't.
What do you mean negative? I don't understand negative.
You accept the negative as a fait accompli. Oh. I cannot.
Oh, it's a fact.
It's like a matter of course.
It's a fact that I can't.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's an automatic.
Then there's it's a negative acceptance kind of thing. And then there's something that we could call recognition. It's, I need to, but. No.
I need to quit.
Then there's the infamous decision to change. I'm going to stop chewing my mouth.
Tomorrow.
But.
No, on Monday is better.
Monday. Everything should start on Monday.
I no longer, I'm going to stop smoking.
I was looking at me. Are you cheating?
No, I looked at him.
I can feel her over there. She went, are you cheating? Or?
His whole face
shakes.
Everybody looks at him.
But what does Christ say? Christ just says, I am. Has no modifiers. Understand? Now I want to read one other thing, we're going to quit because I got to go.
Jason.
I want you to replace the programs. What did I do with it? Barbara.
Good Lord.
What? Right program.
Jesus would approve of that program.
Where's that list of things that I cannot, you know, I will never, my never list?
Never
again will I confess my...
Oh, that's my favorite. I'll never drink too much tequila again.
Never again will I lose something.
Was it, is it Thessalonians?
No.
No, about tequila?
It's a whole bunch. Here it is, I found it. Okay, here's the response. It was Barbara's fault. Here's the reason. What's
she deserved that.
Never again will I confess my lack. For my God shall supply all my need according to his riches and glory. Never again will I confess I cannot. For I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Never again will I confess fear. For God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Never again will I confess doubt or lack of faith, for God has given me the measure of faith. Never again will I confess weakness, for the Lord is the strength of my life. And the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. Never again will I confess the supremacy of Satan over my life, for greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Never again will I confess defeat, for God always causes us to triumph in Christ. Never again will I believe sickness, for with his stripes I am healed. Never again will I confess lack of wisdom, for Christ has made unto me wisdom. Never again will I stay in a state of worry or frustration, for I will cast all my care upon him, for he cares for me. Never again will I speak or confess my bondage, for where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And never again will I believe and confess condemnation, for there is now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus.
Can we have a copy of that?
Hmm?
Yeah, can we have a copy of that?
Peace, peace.
If I give this to you, make copies? No, not now. I don't want to do it now because we got to go. But will you remember? What I want each of you to do is, you know, the listing of your, where you see lack, where you don't believe God, etc. But I want you to do one other thing for me. I want you to list the things in your life which are liturgies, which are liturgical behavior. The way you, it has to be done a certain way.
Rituals.
Could I list the things in my life that aren't
with
tradition?
Really?
That's part tradition, is part of it.
Or even like with me, I have to eat my food a certain way. I mean, I like to mix everything together, certain things together.
And the sauce has to be on the side.
What? And the sauce has to be on the side.
So I'm dressing as
you know what I mean? What? I mean, it has to be.
Most of my stuff, though, is just for sable, except Molex.
Ham has to be super.
Oh, well, that makes it not so bad.
I mean, you know, it's like she has to, you know, everything has to be right there, and you have to do the same time all the time, so she doesn't freak out.
Okay, well, that's, again, I doubt very much of it is for sable, but.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's true.
It's freak out avoidance.
So she freaks out, that's it.